Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everybody donkey, I know drunky. Drunky monkey. Drunky.
Ready, Stace?
Ready, Dars.
Here we go. It's our big hit. Twins.
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacy is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True.
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11. We've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Dars.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoota ba ba dee ba ha da woo da dee sa.
Do the twins. A ba da ba. Ha da ga. Ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh. Ooh ha.
He sounds like Larissa.
People are saying they're coalescing. Sure.
Oh, I didn't mean your voice is called. I meant the way he says drunky or meaty.
Oh, but no, it is. But someone said that Florian is starting... Larissa is starting to sound like Florian. Yep, that's where we are. Everyone sounds like a cartoon character after a while.
They're all just mushed together and just a pile of trash that y'all
yep.
love.
Yep.
Welcome to Darcy and Stacy, y'all. Season 4, Episode 11, Changing Plans and Body Slam. Sounds like a Saturday night for poods.
I need to point out that they are treating this as a rhyme, but it is not.
It rhymes. Plan slams. Changing plans, body slams.
Don't wind me up here. It is a near rhyme. Plans slams. It would be okay in a pop song,
but not in a musical theater piece.
I think they're doing just fine. They're doing better than the 90 Day Fiancé names.
That I agree with. You know what? I should have some perspective here. Good
and,
point.
You know, and they're doing better than the Love is Blind names, although they're getting a little bit better.
I think they just take the name off. I think they survey their grips.
Yeah. Hey, Rocco. What do you think the name of this episode should be? Yeah, good sport. Good sport. We didn't play sports. Yeah, but that one guy, he's a good sport. Okay, sure, Rocco. Thanks.
Or the last PA left gets to, at the end of the night, gets to choose what the name of the episode is. Well, regardless.
Overworked girl with her hair thrown in a terrible bun, drinking her fifth coffee a day, just trying to get
with
shit
the pencil
done.
Through an updo.
With the pencil, just yeah. so she can get there tomorrow morning. And we see that woman.
Y'all, regardless of the titles, Love is Blind is incredible this season.
Oh.
It is. I've even known people who like, I don't want to watch it again. I'm so over it. And I'm like, just turn it on in the background. Just, you will get sucked in.
If you turn Love is Blind on in the background and you don't end up sitting down to watch it.
Oh, that's how it works. That's how they get
in. Then I guess
something's
you're not trash
you.
Like us. I don't know, because it's really that good, and we're having our most fun on it, so that we've had in a while. So Y'all, all those episodes are at the $5 tier of Reality Gaze Plus. You can go to our website and join that. Also, for some of you, you might not know, but some of you like to, whether it's at work or whatever, we're on YouTube now. You can listen to our podcast all on YouTube. Shout out to our producer, Christina, Woo-hoo! Who helped make that happen. So, yeah, you can find us on YouTube. So, yeah, I mean, just go there. You can go and then you can find us in your local alley. We'll be there one day serving tricks. Won't be on YouTube. Hopefully not.
111 Vaseline Alley is my work address.
Wow. 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 I just imagine like a bunch of guys in gloves just...
Box 69.
Box 69. We did have a lot of sissies, and by a lot, I mean three, who said thank you for educating them on what a second hole was. Oh, they didn't know what that was.
I can't believe you mentioned that.
So again, y'all, Google it. Not at work. Not on your work. Not... Ooh. Not on your office ThinkPad. Do that shit on your phone.
Don't ask your teams. Yeah. I honestly resent all this shit that they're making us do. It's Teams, Slack, tug of war. I feel like there's no way to get not connected to the people you work with. We have Slack, and I very much appreciate it in our team, mm-hmm. but there's no way you're ever getting me to do Teams. Fuck that.
Y'all, he's upset because we had a meeting with someone, and they used Teams, and he went, what is this? And
no, I know what it is. I just don't like being told I have to use it.
I mean, you've got to use Zoom.
I'm like Florian. Not tell what to do.
Boy, you kind of are like Florian. Okay, well, y'all.
Although I've never said no to a poll.
This is true. This is where the...
That is a fundamental difference.
The Twains divide.
Yes.
I got to say, I still think we really only had kind of one like slow burn, but this season, I was kind of like, how are they going to get 12 or 13 episodes out of Darcy and Stacey? And... except for Love is Blind, like this is right up there. It's like, I thought these were great.
Oh yeah. Episodes. This is a show that I never tire of watching. I will say about this episode, it was basically a telenovela.
It was.
Now, do I think that some things were massaged / maybe blown out of proportion, maybe slightly exaggerated? Yes, I do.
Do you
this
care?
Episode. I do not. I do not care.
And why do you not care?
Because the twins are ridiculously funny in whatever they do. And this is more of a fun watch for me.
Yeah.
And I think most of the people are watching it knowing it's a little bit, it's airing on the, it's moving towards the comedy side of things. I'm sure the TLC would say it's a docuseries based on Darcy and Stacey's life. Nothing is exaggerated. Y'all.
When that producer saw that high heel get stuck in that escalator on Before the 90 Days, that producer said, "This is comedy gold."
He had an inspiration, and from that small kernel of an idea, Darcy and Stacey was born.
Yeah.
The comedy that is find the bad smell in Stacey's apartment. I mean, yeah. So y'all, we are, do we have any announcements? We should just get right into this. Fuck it.
I talked about YouTube. I want to remind people we're going to do this. We believe these are going to be two episodes. Episode 11 and 12 aired back to back. So we're going to be covering them in separate episodes. If that does not happen, I will add them all in one. We also want to remind people of our charity this month. The Sissy Squad is the Drag Defense Fund in association with the ACLU. So you can give that, or if you don't want to give to Facebook, just Google Drag Defense Fund and find out more information. I think that is about it. I think we can, and I was about to say our YouTube Live, but they already missed it.
Yep. We had a fabulous time.
I You know, didn't know that. I didn't know there was cocaine in my pocket, but
no,
found it. We did a couple of bumps, and it was a fun show.
And when Stormy Daniels came on, it was it's
great.
She really showed out that one. Been in the news lately.
And she's hosting that gay dating show right now.
For the love of dilps.
The one that we want to cover that show, but it's only on Out TV. So like, we're not going to have.
No,
we don't even have Out TV and we're gay.
Unless you've got a douche in your shower, you don't have Out TV.
There you go. There you go. That's true.
And a chrome plated sex room.
Yeah.
you have Out TV.
Yeah. You talk about subscribing to Hear, how you love your Hear membership.
Oh my God.
Hear still around?
Hear is gone. That was a terrible network. Hear TV.
Is Out TV paid for or is it like Logo? I think it's a subscription
service. No, it's a subscription service. That's why I was saying I refuse to pay a gay tax.
You can buy them on Amazon. We've had several of you sissies say it's great.
Absolutely.
I'm
going
to probably watch it just to watch it, but we don't want it to be like Extreme Sisters where you have no place to fucking watch the show.
Exactly. Exactly.
Anyway, I miss
life is elitist enough.
Yeah. You know who's really handsome, by the way, on MILF Manor? I was looking at April J. was
MILF
posting.
MILF Manor?
And then she was posting on Instagram.
We are past this.
But no, her son, Gabriel, he is a real good model. He doesn't look like himself.
I thought he was cute the first time I saw him.
I thought he looked fine, but as a model, I'm like, holy shit, he knows how to take a picture.
We're never talking about MILF Manor again. There you go. Party bus, stripper bus. Do a big.
Have you ever been on a party bus?
I have.
Oh, really?
Well, we were on one at our first LA Live show. The party, the party bus, which we had to park outside our venue because there was no alcohol allowed in our venue. And if you've been to a reality gay show, you know those two things do not work. No alcohol and a reality gay show.
We get it. Y'all want to have your ladies' night out, and we wanted to prepare for that. There was no stripper pole in that bus, and I'm glad.
No.
Because you already got felt up enough by women.
Ooh, boy. You couldn't show your backside to anybody. It was really bad.
It was.
Anyway, so we are, everyone is like having fun. We're pole dancing. Georgie's trying to put money in Darcy's. He's still like, no,
thank you. No, I like that. As she's stripping, she says it very polite, like, no, thank you. Like he offered her, like, do you want another lump of sugar in your tea? No, thank you.
No, I would not. Yes. You know I don't take sugar in my tea.
Yes. Where, always the gentle lady, Darcy.
And Florian basically says, no, there's, you know, there's a bowl.
She's like, why can't I dance? Why can't I dance, Florian? I want to dance.
Not my culture.
What does that mean? Pole dancing's not in his culture?
What he means is a woman who is already married should not be flaunting, quote unquote, flaunting their body for other men.
I think, though, Florian's just hiding. It makes him uncomfortable.
Yes.
But
yes.
He can't say that.
Yeah. Well, it really does feel like, y'all, that magic mirror that he came through in the year 1500 is a real bitch for negotiating your morals. So
it's a real bitch.
Yeah, it's a real bitch.
He has, you know.
It's why 1500 relationships,
vampire mentality.
It's why relationships between 1500 vampires from 1500 and women in the 21st century rarely work out.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
There's a big gulf between them, really. So we are, they're kind of getting out. So, y'all, Michael Benz kind of puts on the sash, and Georgie's like, looks good on you, Miss Bride.
Miss Bride.
They've been picking at each other the whole time.
Florian hates him again.
Georgie, you mean?
No, oh, no. Oh, Georgie's been picking, but Florian does hate Michael Benz now, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
it is crazy how they all revert to 100%. Y'all, this, except for the stripper poll, this exact situation happened at Dia Willingham's birthday party. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. And that was Dia Willingham. And that was Dia.
How do you spell that?
D-E-A-H. She's Rayanne's cousin.
So of course. Rayanne
was friends with Jimmy Don Stewart. And so I know Rayanne Willingham, but her cousin's Dia Willingham. So
I guess we're going to find out what happened at this birthday party.
Well, no, I'm just saying, though, but that's what happened, is that Dia Willingham had this party. And she was dating Jeremy Turner. Or was this in seventh grade? Maybe it was in seventh
what?
Grade.
Why are people dating people at no, when this they're 12?
This was in eighth grade. This was in eighth grade. Okay. And so, yeah, because basically Dia Willingham was dating Jeremy Turner, but then there was this, was it Travis? I think it was Travis who was interested in her as well. And then there wasn't a stripper pole, but they were just digging at each other the whole night, just little quips. And then they got into a fight and knocked over a bowl of Doritos. And I wasn't done with those Doritos. And I was still upset about
it. Picked them up and ate them off the floor.
Just a few of them. Just a few of them. And it was in the middle of a Debbie Gibson song when they started fighting.
We need to move on.
But it's the same thing. Just no stripper pole.
Just exactly the same thing. So at one point, they get out and they're going to, I think they're going to the Time Hotel, it looked like, for a bar, which is, I really have to question the idea of going to Times Square to take photos.
you're
a fucking tourist.
I thought you were about to say you knew what bar they went to, and then you were going to try to act like you were from New York.
No, I'm not doing that.
Because you said they go to Time, but you meant Times Square.
No, the Time Hotel. That's where they went. It's off of Times Square.
Oh, okay.
But it did seem weird to actively take fun pictures in Times Square. Like, it's a place that anyone wants to go. Like, I zip through Times Square. I don't want to be there. It's a conveyance for me.
It's
horrible place. Horrible place.
I think once you walk through it once, and then you're done. You've seen it.
You don't ever need to go again. The lights are bright. They hurt your eyes.
Well,
the lights are much brighter that you can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, and go downtown. Petula Clark, everybody.
Petula Clark. Saw her in Sunset Boulevard.
She's with us, right? Oh, no. Not anymore. She's got to be. She's no. I'm so sorry I ever did this. Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
Oh, no. I've got to see.
Yo, I really should never ask.
She's
are they
not
still
dead
with
yet,
us?
And she's 90. So this one's on you.
No, she's 90 years old.
She's 90.
Oh, no.
Like, I saw her in Sunset Boulevard when she was like fucking 68, late 60s. I mean,
I saw her in Blood Brothers. Oh, we all know how I feel about that show.
I guess it was third, but still, she sounded great. Show was boring.
We need to move on because I'm going to have to deal with that shame.
They are. So, okay. So they're on the party bus and Michael Benz is like, hey, look, let's just be cool. Let's just be cool. If you are watching Love is Blind, Michael Benz is giving me very much Josh vibes.
Ugh.
I'm just a person who wasn't invited to the party, but wants to be at the party.
I really do feel like the sisters or the twins are always explaining, he's our brother, he's our brother. We are constantly have to explain why Michael Benz is there.
I think they are friends with him, but I think he's there for fraudacity purposes.
Me too.
I bet you he's not this much of a punk in real life. Because
probably
I think
not.
That's what feels weird about it, is that it feels unnatural when he does it, like he's playing someone.
Yeah, I agree.
I bet he's not that guy. Whereas, like,
I think he's like that in real life.
I don't think so, because, like, because people that are like, because if you are on a reality, when you, if you ever fill out your Big Brother application and you're on Big Brother, he's probably going to miss this season too, y'all.
Shut up. I've been busy. Like Destiny says,
I'm not, as you know, I'm just not going to wait anymore. I'll just have to hope. And then that's all it's going to carry me through on it. But
thanks, mother.
You're welcome. But if when and if Poodle is ever on Big Brother, when Poodle, you're going to be a great bitch on that show when you're bitchy, because you can be a great bitch. Like, you will bitch at someone.
And I don't have to fake it.
It would be like me, like, acting like I cared about a stranger and talking to them. Yeah. I really like doing that. So
it comes natural to me to be a bitch. So it is, it's, yeah. Pretty
but
easy.
I mean, that's our authentic
self.
No,
it's me.
And I just feel like with Michael, it's like he's playing some. This is, I agree with Poodle. There's a lot of fraudacity in this episode, but I did not care.
No, it, like I said, this was orchestrated to such a high level. Basically, y'all, what we're at the bar. Michael Benz Michael Benz kind of gets up in his face. Like, really close. You don't, with two straight men, do not make this close contact unless you're going to fight or kiss.
Fight or fuck.
Right. And unfortunately,
and sometimes in some of our hookups, we don't know what's going to happen.
I know. Sometimes they give you a slap and okay. You go to the next step.
And so, they slap you and you immediately come. You're done.
No, it takes a lot more finesse than that, unfortunately. More than one slap. But there was this moment where I was like, where Georgie, I thought Georgie was showing some restraint because Michael Benz was so close to him.
I'll be honest. I thought so too. And yeah. Michael Benz was so much in his face. If you look, maybe this is the next, like, this is going to be a debate, as was who started it.
Is the dress blue or gold?
Oh no, or Pedro. And,
oh yeah. Oh, I think this was, I think this is harder because, but Michael Benz was in his face. And like, if you get in my face and there's not a dick there, I'm going to be really angry.
I would push someone back and say, get out of my face. And when he pushed him back, then Michael came at him more.
Yeah.
So I put this on Benz.
I do too. And at one point, someone starts screaming. I'm not sure who it is. And Florian's like, no, Georgie, no, Georgie, no, Georgie. So Georgie leaves. Stacy's like, Where's my support?
They all.
What happened?
Stacy just sounds like a sad frog croaking in a frog pool.
And everyone's acting like no one's ever seen anything like this in reality TV. And someone has just executed someone in the bar.
Stacy is just, or Darcy. Darcy doesn't really say a lot. Darcy just kind of has that stink face where she's just like,
whoa. Yeah, she. people are crying out. There's gnashing of teeth. Like, this was ridiculous.
It was pretty ridiculous. There's also, but we forgot to say before when was the fight? Was it after or before Fatima shows up?
Fatima comes later.
Oh yes. Cause God, I loved that part whenever Fatima just, they all were kind of talking.
Missed everything.
And she literally just showed up at the wrong time.
And so Florian and, I also wrote, Stacy's crying. It sounds like I Love Lucy, which is, wah!
Wah!
It's not real crying. Later on, we're going to have some more fake crying from Michael Benz. There was no tears. And unlike Darcy and Stacy, they can almost fake crying because it's more crying through Botox because there's actual botulism coming out.
Actual botulism coming back. Yes. Oh, Fatima showed up earlier. I'm sorry. We kind of skipped that because they were talking about all that before. And that's when she showed up. This is before the fight, but I have to say, it was great when they're sitting at that bar. And this is kind of what we jumped the gun. What perpetuated the fight was Darcy was talking to Michael, and she, now granted, Georgie wasn't at the bar when Darcy started talking, but Darcy was like, "This is my new man. This is the guy I'm seeing." And she and Michael's like, "Oh, wow." And she's looking at these pictures, and Georgie does walk up at the right time. Whether it was fraudacity or not, it was brilliant to see Georgie's fucking face as Darcy's talking about this new man. And that's when Georgie goes, "Can I buy you a drink, Darcy?" And she goes, again, like she's at an English high tea. "No, thank you. I have one." And then she kind of picks up her drink and it jingles it.
"Who you're texting? Who you're texting?"
I'm here talking to my friend. That's it. That's it.
That's what Michael meant. She's single, dude. She's not with you. That's when the fisticuffs happened. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. I made a mistake.
Jake watches a lot of physical gay porn, and he just wants to jump to that, y'all.
I just wanted to get to that. A lot of wrestling setups.
Yeah.
You've been on your wrestling team when you're in those singlets in front of a lot of people, and all of a sudden you just start kissing. It happens.
I don't think it does.
Gay porn tells me it does.
Yeah, I don't think so. Boy. So anyway, that's whenever.
Just like, "This is effed up."
She's drunk. She says it in her. She's drunk and she says to the camera, she's like, "This is effed up big time. We're in New York City."
She's so drunk. She's somehow celebrating
New York
and feeling aggrieved at the same time. And, y'all, Michael Benz gets his pleather jacket torn, and they react like that
really pushes them over the edge.
They react like that, like they've just torn the Shroud of Turin. Yeah.
Yes, they go, and like one of the pieces of his Lego hair, a chunk has just fallen off to the side. And I was like, and Michael says it, he's like, "If you want to fight me, I'll fight you." And I went, "Georgie will wreck you. Look at him.
He would drop you like a pile of bricks. He would drop you like a bag of dirt, Michael Benz."
For sure. You know what? We should take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare.
They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
All right, so we're back. Fight happened. And now, like I said, hair's a mess. Jackets are wrecked. Stacy says, this is my worst nightmare. So then.
It's not okay.
Meanwhile, Georgie and Florian have already gone and left. Like,
Stacy's like, he's trying to protect his friend, not his wife.
Yeah.
And so she, like,
she's
the amount,
very upset.
The amount of like existential crying to God in this episode was something.
And it was nice because it wasn't Darcy, it was Stacey.
Yeah, Stacey was feeling her drama queen roots the whole episode.
Because when Darcy cries from a place of I can't believe this is happening to me.
Yeah, it's very shameful.
But when Stacey cries, she has a little bit more of presumption or a little bit more of kind of like, how dare someone do this to me?
Yeah, and it's outrage. It's crying through outrage. Yeah.
So she walks out and Florian's talking to George. Drunky!
Am I the drunky? That's what I do.
I didn't do anything. I don't know. Rocky Balboa.
I still say he looks good.
Oh.
Oof. I'm even okay with frosted tips, y'all. I know that was a thing for a while.
Right now, I think it's back. No, it's back.
Frosted tips are back.
Frosted tips are coming back.
I know bleached hair for gays were
back. No, frosted tips are coming back.
Are you serious?
I've been seeing it on like straight guys who wear one earring.
Ugh, the worst. The dangly cross.
Yeah.
Yikes, y'all. We need to put frosted tips to bed. I really do.
I think they're coming. I think you would look cute with frosted tips.
I had them.
I think if you did some like platinum ones, the silver that kind of like could go with the silver in your hair, and you could put a color on them if you wanted to, or it'd be pretty. I mean it.
Yeah, not gonna happen. I'm not changing my salt and pepper. Anyway, I'll let you get them first. How about that?
I would.
How would frosted tips look with red hair?
Probably not good. Well, yeah. You have to go with like, yeah, I probably wouldn't. I think it looks better when you have the darker hair.
Yeah, it would.
I think it could be like, I think it could give you edge. You do like to be edgy.
No, it just gives me a gay. Gives me a gay edge. And I've already got one of those.
You definitely, yeah.
So, y'all, the next day, Stacey's going to do a spa day with the girls, and she's still in drama queen, but I'm pretty much traumatized from last night. Again.
She's like, I'm traumatized because, were there
orphans murdered in front of her? She's just like, there was one thing, maybe where we grew up, like, I saw lots of fights in high school and lots of fights between men at bars.
I did not.
High school? I saw fights.
I saw maybe like two fights in high school.
Oh my God. Fights at my high school were like at least a monthly occurrence.
Oh no.
And they were always at lunch.
Oh, I went to a smaller school, but and there's always
we've established you went to a smaller school.
I think I've only seen one fight in a bar ever in my adult life.
Oh my God.
Well, I think I go to better quality bars than you have.
That's fair.
But no tea, no shade.
Even at college bars, like in Ann Arbor, there used to be fights all the time.
No,
mostly with townies.
Yeah, I didn't see that a lot. I feel like everybody has the fight in high school though, where there's the one like bully guy, and then like who's always picks on the nerd, but the nerd gets sick of it and then just
knocks him the fuck out
yeah. Like a John Hughes movie. It's a classic. Yeah, Gene Purser. He knocked Lee Daniels right out. I mean, right out. Not the director, Lee Daniels that I went to school with. So he's very different.
So your Lee Daniels did not direct The Butler.
No. His daddy ended up driving. I didn't think his dad was cute, but he drove a Trans Am. I like that. I loved a Pontiac Trans Am with the little eagle feathers. #FlyEagle. I enjoyed that. But Gene Purser had like a kind of a speech impediment and picked his boogers and ate them in school. And so.
Oh, my.
He was like, he was not neurotypical. He was. And bless his heart, I think about
he was neuroatypical. Is that what you're saying?
I was neuroatypical. I'm sorry. Yeah. So bless his heart, he was bullied his whole fucking life and made fun of and called stupid. And Lee Daniels was just a redneck hick whose dad had a Trans Am, and he thought he was hot shit driving to school in that Trans Am. And then one day he picked on Gene Purser too much. Gene Purser walked up, flung his lunch tray up in the air and walked over on top of his table and then jumped on top of Lee Daniels, who was twice his size, and beat the living tar out of him right there. Miss Cypress had to drag them up. They got detention, and they had to write that if poem for a month.
It went back to the if poem.
Yes.
Y'all, if you don't remember that, one of his teachers made people write the Rudyard Kipling poem If over and over and over again for punishment.
And everybody knew it's Lee Daniels that was bullying him. So Mr. Clardy, the principal, suspended Lee for a week, but only suspended Gene Purser for one day.
Again, not the director of the Butler.
I was proud of it. One day I told Gene, I said, good for you for picking up for him. And he said, get away from me, faggot. So
sounds about right.
That's kind of where that went.
I wonder where Gene Purser is today.
I don't know. I saw him at our 10-year reunion. I don't know if he came to the 20 because I didn't go.
Riveting. So, y'all, Stacey is talking to Florian, and Florian basically brings up about, you know, Michael Benz at the clothing launch was shitty to me.
He brings up a good point. He says every time Michael Benz is there, shit happens.
Yeah, because that's what he's paid to do.
Yes. And Stacey was calm because she just had her face mask toxins out. Men ain't what it's all about. Face mask and toxin out. Men ain't what it's all about. But what this is really about, it's not even about the fight. It's what's really about is Stacey's upset, y'all. Stacey's upset that Florian wouldn't let her dance on a pole. That's the crux
this
of this.
Is we're just making up. Now,
this is how she's upset.
I do understand. It is a symptom of a bigger problem about him not wanting her to do things. The thing about what I want to scream is, you married a vampire from the 1500s.
You did.
You knew he was a vampire come through a magic mirror. You knew that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like he hasn't changed.
He's not.
And that's why I feel like it's for audacity to even bring this up. I think she's become okay with it. I think they're probably bringing it out a lot more they're probably emphasizing it a lot more than because she's obviously okay with it. And remember, y'all, they're already married. They are already married.
They do. I did notice they kind of act like they actually aren't married yet and they could not get married. And I went,
right.
Yeah, he's already here. Like, you're responsible for him, all of that shit.
I do want to bring up the scene between Darcy and Michael Benz where she's meeting him. She's like, she's really worried about him. You know, and she's like, Michael, how are you? And he's like, I'm a little bruised up.
And then he said, I'm not really okay. And then Michael Benz starts crying.
Fake crying.
It is fake crying. I did not see tears. And he starts crying. Darcy goes, no, no. Again, it is like a child has died in front of them.
Yeah, it did feel like.
You deserve better than that.
And then Michael Benz is blaming Florian here for all this because he's the best man or he was the best man. And Darcy's like, more like worst man.
More like worst man. Yeah. And she's worried. So we're painting. Get ready because you'll see it in the next episode. But she's worried that Stacey is pushing things under the rug with Florian. And you know what made me think of this, y'all? Remember in season 2 when Florian had an affair? Or slept in the same bed with that woman, but said nothing happened.
Yes.
Remember that crazy, crazy woman?
Yes.
God, that was where they found that woman was just.
I got your husband.
It was so great. But remember how Florian never really apologized for that. Stacey never really, he kept denying it the whole time. Stacey never got the bottom of that. She just kind of accepted it as okay.
Yeah, that's what she,
and they, chose to move on.
That's what she does.
I think this goes back to all the way back to that.
Yeah, probably. She's afraid of what she'll find out, really.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, we are, as I wrote, twin cleansing, where Darcy what? Just lays down and they're cleansing some type of aura. That's face mask on, toxins out.
What is all about?
And Leslie, their fake friend, shows up.
Leslie shows up. Fatima shows up. Stacy pulls. They said, "How was the party?" And Stacy does her normal. It was disappointing.
And basically, then Stacy says, "Well, as soon as Floria's been hanging out with Georgie, that's when things have been bad." I'm like, y'all did that. You made them BFFs.
You made them BFFs. And she says she thinks his demeanor's changing and he's controlling him. Leslie says, "I love him, but I don't think he thinks about you at all."
I don't know what this 5-minute conversation at a spa is supposed to do.
Well, they're to see these women be married. Serious, but to see them be serious with these fucking face masks on was fucking glorious.
So, y'all, the next scene is even more fraudacity. Florian and Georgie are at the driving range, which is almost like literally you could spin a wheel and just choose where can we send them? The dog groomers, the Central Park. The cleaners. Let's send them to the driving range.
Perfect. Driving range.
Neither one of these Euro trash idiots know how to play golf.
Georgie was wearing the completely wrong. He was wearing like faux lined slippers to golf in.
Yes.
And neither of them have golfed a day in their life because they both can't swing a golf club for shit.
And basically the only thing we find out here, Florian's basically telling you, "You're wasting your time." With Darcy.
I care about Darcy. I know she still cares about me. And then he says, "A couple of weeks ago in Miami, I call her, we have drinks, we hook up."
What? And Florian's head spins around.
And that's then Floria gets this. This is where he starts saying, "This is what does he say? I can't read." Oh, he says, "This is fucked up." That's what he keeps saying.
That's his favorite phrase. Y'all, he's pissed because Darcy has been acting like the victim this whole time with Georgie. She's skeeved out by his presence. And the fact that they hooked up means that there's something more, that what she's been saying about their relationship, that it's over, is not really true. Even though I do believe I can hook up with exes and it's over. But trust me, it always gets messy. It's why you end up in Temecula.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look for her. And I love it, Florian. This is big motherfucking problem here.
So, y'all, later on, we are back at the hotel and everyone's very different. Tone changes. Something's happened to Daddy Silva. And y'all, the girls can't even get something out.
This is really
sick. And he's had a mini stroke. Daddy Silva has, which is very sad.
So weird. Somebody on Facebook who's our age just posted that they had a mini stroke. So I'm like, oh God, do things come in threes?
Jesus. That is so your mother's thoughts. You just were screaming at me. Wow. 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 It's almost like your mother just said that to me.
Yeah, I heard in my head, I got to take my fish oil today.
So they're going to call him. And y'all, as soon as Stacy sees Darcy, she comes apart.
Yeah.
Darcy's
actually not handling it well. She's completely, Stacy's kind of pulling it together.
But at one point, they're just blubbering when they call, which it makes sense because he is their rock. And y'all, he had a mini stroke. She's like, "But don't come home. It'd be more stress for me." And they're like, "Nope, we're coming home. Aspen's the only one there. Our dad's our world.
I'm glad they're going home because Aspen's a bit young to be taking care of it. That's a lot to put on a kid. And Darcy
agree.
Said that. Yeah, I'm
agree.
Glad for that.
That's where we leave this episode. Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's episode 9. We're going to jump on to episode 10.
Episode 9. It's episode 12.
12, yes. You can find us on Reality Gaze.
That was episode 11. This is next one's 12.
We're professionals.
We That's went over this up. Before the episode.
We did. And I fucked
you know
up.
What? You were reading off your pad again, not thinking with your head.
Well, maybe. I got the episodes on. Y'all, we're doing the best we can.
It's a busy time with Love is Blind. If we sound punchy, it's because we are.
Yeah, I'm on my second cup of coffee. I was going to say, and I'm on a muscle relaxer because I was trying to, y'all, 44, I think I'm going to just pick up this cabinet and lift it up. And I don't know why I did that. And I kind of tweaked my back. So I'm like, wee, right now.
Glad you told everyone where you were. So.
Yes, because anyway. We don't get a report of poods on the daily.
That's my trademark, though. So I'll have let you have your brand and me have mine. Thanks.
Y'all, go to realitygaze.com. And if you're out there looking for your brand and you don't know how to find it, Poodle, what's the best way to manifest that brand?
You make a list of everything you like.
Uh-huh.
And all your catchphrases. And then you manifest it.
Lord help the mister who comes between me and my sister. And Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.